Currently.
A 13-yard gain for Nathan Keller. T formation for Matt Mychek and the Bearcats. And it's a handoff right at the middle. It's a massive scrum right at the goal line, and they're going to say a gain of one. And somewhere then that bound of the pile is a white jersey stopped by number 54, Cooper Cuffold.
Yeah, no gain there at all. I couldn't even tell, Clark, who the running back was. It was a quick dive into the end zone, try to getting into the end zone anyways, and he's stuffed right at the one-yard line. It's one of those where they don't do a lot of action. They just kind of hand it to the first guy and see if they can't get a quick hitter right into the end zone, stuffed there by the defensive line of the Patriots.
We'll give the carry to Nathan Keller. How about that? Minute 35 left in the first half. It's 14-6. Ubley is knocking on USA's doors, potentially for the third time tonight. Matt Mychek hands it off through the middle, and he's in standing up. Number 23, Gregory Keller. Touchdown, Ubley. And Ubley extends their lead out to 20-6 with a minute 28 before halftime. A 14, potentially 16-point lead for the Bearcats.
Exact same play as the play before, except with the right-hand side. They run it with what looked like Brandel. They flip the play, run it on the left side. Let's try it again. They hit it with Gregory Keller, somebody who hasn't had many carries. As a matter of fact, that was his first carry of the game. So, again, trying to mix it up with no Derrick Brown. Catches USA off guard and gets an easy touchdown.
A minute 28, going for two. And Matt Mychek slinging this one out to the far sideline in the end zone.
Anthony Sweeney.
To Anthony Sweeney. He has to dive and jump for it, and he brings it in. And the two-point conversion is good. It is Ubley 22, USA 6 with a minute 28 before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Ubley scores for the third straight time, 22 points for them, 6 points for USA with a minute 21 as Ubley's kick is brought in at the 25-yard line by Joshua Lang, and he gets out to, I would say, the 31-yard line where they'll start this drive, brought down by Nathan Keller, a 14-yard return on the kickoff.
This is the first game of the year, Clark, in a what would be a cross match between USA and Ubley. The home team USA now 22-6 with a minute 20 to go on your own side of the field. I'm very curious to see how aggressive Coach Lang's going to be in this situation, or does he take his team into halftime knowing they're going to get the ball back and try to recoup and get in this game in the second half.
It's a handoff to number 13 around the left side, and it's fumbled by Tanner Foley.
I think he was down, though, guys.
We're going to say he was down before it was all over, and it's going to be down at the 38-yard line. This is going to be a gain of roughly 7 yards. We'll say a healthy 7 yards. Second and three to go for the Patriots, as now time is also their opponent. Less than a minute to play in this first half. They trail by 16 points to the Ubley Bearcats, 22-6.
Yeah, Tanner Foley with a nice gain there, but when he got tackled, he got spun around and landed on his back, and when that elbow hit the ground, that's what jarred the ball loose. So good call by the officials there to mark the ball down. Actually, Tanner Foley comes out on that play. Doesn't look hurt, but it sure looks like this may be one of the last plays of the first half.
Going with the wings on either side. Kine back to pass, and this one is picked off right into the hands of Matt Mychek. And now he's scrambling around the field, trying to reverse fields, and he's brought down at the 41-yard line. Not exactly how USA won to finish this first half, as now their second turnover of the night after that turnover downs earlier in the game. So Ubley's offense back onto the field.
Yeah, that ball severely underthrown, and Matt Mychak plays quarterback himself, also going to play defensive back or center field in this case, and he steps up and makes an easy pick and tries to make something of it. But either way, a turnover by the Patriots, 22 seconds left in the half. Coach Kaufman talking to his quarterback right now. I would be surprised, Clark, if they get anywhere too aggressive. Got to be happy with first game of the year on the road, up 22-6.
22-6 with 22 seconds left in the first half. Ubley coming off an interception as USA just had the ball for a minute six on that last possession. Not in the time before that was a three and out. Not much offensive production for the Patriots as of recent. T formation, Matt Mychak looking back to pass again, rolling to his right. Sheds one tackler, now coming over. Good coverage. And it's picked off by number 27, Jonas Yoder. And we're coming the other way. He's at the 40-yard line, to the 30, up to the 25, lowers the shoulder, and is all the way down at the 21-yard line, brought down by number 60, Darren Soule. And all of a sudden, we have a little bit of life left in the USA Patriots with 6 seconds before halftime.
Jonas Yoder picks the ball off for the Patriots. Matt Mychak doing a heck of a job shaking tacklers back there and making something out of nothing. But the last thing you want to do is, when you're on the right side of the field, throw it to the left side of the field across the middle. He overthrew his receiver badly, and an easy pick. Again, late in the first half, you have the momentum, you have the lead. No reason to be too aggressive here. He makes a junior first game mistake, turns the ball over, and now from the 22-yard line, USA has a chance here to get it within one score.
USA calls a timeout with 6 seconds before halftime. What are they setting up here?
Well, they're setting up a pass play of some kind at this point. They don't care if they throw an interception because the half will be over, but they're going to try and find something. This is where Coach Langs, the experienced coach that he is going to draw up one of his best plays and try to see if he can't steal 6 or 8 points here at home against the Bearcats.
22-6, Ubley leads by 16. Just 16 seconds ago, it looked like Ubley was going to begin their route heading into halftime. Matt Mychak is intercepted, and here's USA with a glimmer of hope right before halftime.
Never fault the team for being aggressive. They've thrown the ball well all night. That may be the first incompletion they've had all night, but that was a situation where you have to know there's little time left. Just go down, take the sack, the time runs out, no harm done. Now you put your defenses back on the field with their backs against the wall and give USA that one glimmer of hope here at home. This would be a bad time, if you're an Ubley fan, for USA to strike.
Single back for USA. Wing on either side. Now man in motion. And looking back, rolling to his right to pass. Now it's a scramble to his left. White jerseys all over him, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield way back at the 27-yard line. And we have, it looks like, a timeout just before the half finished. Not exactly sure yet. As they're trying to sort this one out down there. And they are going to credit them with halftime.
It sure looks like that timeout did not get called in time.
If that timeout was called, Ubley's not here to play it. So that is halftime. One interesting way to get to halftime, folks. USA 22, or USA 6, Ubley 22. After two quarters on the WLEW Sports Network, we'll be back after this.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboeing, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboeing has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week, Stacks Market of Owendale, like a little truck stop, but without the showers. your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home,